As one of President Bush's closest advisors, Margaret Spellings quietly helped shape policy in education, healthcare, housing, and the administration's faith-based initiative. Now, as the nation's Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings takes center stage. She does so amid growing disputes over federal funding for education and the president's plan to overhaul high schools. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports in this profile, the new Secretary of Education is no pushover.
In the rough-and-tumble world of Texas education politics, Margaret Spellings was a force to be reckoned with.
We would swoop in at the last minute, and we were able to modify, eliminate, or add things that were important to us.
Luann Martinez, a former lobbyist for school administrators, worked side-by-side Spellings, a lobbyist for the Texas Association of School Boards. That was back in the late 1980s, when she was Margaret LaMontagne, or as teachers' groups referred to her, the Princess of Darkness.
I have to say, she loves fights. And I think anybody in this business, you gotta like it. You gotta like the agitation, you gotta like the controversy, you gotta like the conflict. I know this, that she is not afraid, she is not intimidated by anybody. And I'm assuming that has translated to the presidency.
It's Spellings' absolute loyalty to George W. Bush, however, that made her a rising star. Spellings' ties to the Republican Party go back to the late 1970s. Right after college, when she worked for the Harris County Republican Party. Dubravka Romano of the Texas Association of School Boards says Karl Rove, George Bush's longtime advisor, was so impressed with Spellings' skills, he introduced her to Mr. Bush in the early 1990s.
Bush needed a briefing on education issues when he was thinking about running for governor. And Karl said, here's this woman at the School Board Association, you might want to talk to her. She knows a lot about education issues. He was impressed. They clicked, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Fast forward to the 2000 presidential campaign. Candidate Bush unveils a sweeping education proposal for the nation, modeled after Texas school reform law, one that mandated yearly testing in reading and math and required annual academic gains among all students, regardless of race, ethnicity, income, or disability. A key architect of this plan, dubbed No Child Left Behind, was Margaret Spellings.
I like to call her the ringmaster.
Sandy Kress, an attorney and former Democratic Party chair in Dallas, worked for Spellings when President Bush named her domestic policy advisor. Kress's job was to help Spellings sell No Child Left Behind to Congress, which meant striking a deal with Democrats, even if it meant bypassing conservative Republicans who hated the idea of a greater federal role in education. When President Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act into law in 2002, it was hailed as a major political victory for the administration. Few people knew that without Spellings, there would have been no victory, says Kress.
She brought everyone together. She loves putting deals together. She loves making policy happen, whether she gets credit for it or not.
It's Spellings' deal-making skills that'll now be tested as she negotiates with congressional leaders who've heard nothing but complaints about No Child Left Behind. This is Spellings at her Senate confirmation hearings last month.
No one is served, not the children and not this policy, with horror story type examples that undermine the credibility of the law and undermine service to children. So I'm going to do a lot of listening, and I'm going to look at ways that we can improve our interactions with states and local communities on a whole realm of things. We're not necessarily always going to agree about the calls that come down, but I do think we've learned some things in 4 years.
Since taking office, Spellings has shown more flexibility than her predecessor, Rod Paige, in dealing with governors and state education officials who consider No Child Left Behind heavy-handed, poorly funded, and unreasonable. Her biggest battles, though, will probably come from Republicans. Some conservatives, for example, still blame Spellings for removing school vouchers from No Child Left Behind. Checker Finn is a former assistant secretary of education in the Reagan administration.
She's a very accomplished, smooth, and savvy, shrewd even, political operator. And we compromise too much in the crafting of the law, and if we're serious about choice, we have to reopen the statute.
Although Spellings has reached out to conservatives since she took office, she's still viewed as out of touch with Republican cultural values. Some still remember when she first came to Washington, she went on C-SPAN and, in response to a question about the decline of the traditional family, said, "So what? There are lots of different types of families." At the time, Spellings was divorced and raising two young daughters. She has since remarried, and earlier this month, Spellings got the perfect opportunity to appease her conservative critics by firing off a letter to PBS, blasting the network for featuring gay parents alongside Buster the Bunny Rabbit in a kids' cartoon show funded by the U.S. Education Department.
Margaret's a conservative.
Again, Sandy Kress.
I think her view on this was that if the federal government's going to put money into PBS or into any other sort of thing, it ought to really be about reading and writing and math and not get into these various cultural debates. That's her view.
If Spellings is a conservative, liberals certainly don't seem to mind. They like her, and she likes them.
Good morning, everybody.
In her first speech at the National Press Club a little over a week ago, Spellings reached out to Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, one of President Bush's harshest critics.
I want to thank Senator Kennedy for being here today, as he was one of the chief sponsors of No Child Left Behind, and his work reminds us that Americans on both sides of the aisle can come together on behalf of children, and I hope that we can continue to do that on lots of other issues. I look forward to that.
Kennedy calls Spellings an inspired choice for Secretary of Education. Moderate Republicans aren't so sure, especially when they hear Spellings talk about the administration's plans for more testing and more federal oversight of high schools. Representative Mike Castle, Republican of Delaware, is the chairman of the House Education Subcommittee.
It's very hard to support all that at this time. It's attacked from both the right and the left. There are those who say there's too much federal intervention in education now, and many of my conservative friends are saying that we can't do anything about the high schools, so we shouldn't do anything about the high schools. In fact, if anything, we should undo No Child Left Behind.
That, of course, would mean having to take on not just Margaret Spellings, but the president. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.